Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here with my sisters, the queens. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. On Fridays, I am known as Make You Weak at the Knees Until Your Toes Curl.
Good morning to you, Make You Weak at the Knees. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, queens and kings, and welcome to another edition of Queens in the Morning Freaky Friday. And on Freaky Fridays, I am Dominatrix Z.
Good morning to you, Dominatrix Z. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to Queens in the Morning. Queens in the Morning. We will be here on Fridays for a while, just on Fridays for a minute until things get back in order here. I know that everybody is getting really busy. Summer is coming, so we're going to knock it down to just one day of the week. Well, one day of the week as for a full show, and then I'll still do music in the morning, but I just won't do it at 6:30. I'll do it at probably 7:30, somewhere around there. Still trying to figure it out. But we will get to a full Queens again, hopefully. And, we definitely will get back to the full Queens. It may not be the same people, but we'll definitely get back to the same Queens in the Morning. Let's get to it, y'all. We're going to get into our new Music Friday. You know what, Georgia Brown Sugar, we've done Tim's.
We did.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. We've done Free Your Mind. We've done that, Because that, I remember doing, I love her. Actually, so Tim's. I remember you were here too. I think you were here because I remember you said you had. She has this unique voice and so forth.
Nigerian.
Yeah, she bad. She's on the top of the list for Nigerian singers. She actually won Grammys this year. I don't know if really Grammys make any. It's really an accolade these days. So got here. Levi, good morning, Candy Nuts. Happy Freaky
hey,
Friday.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey,
good.
I'm going to tell you,
cool.
Queen, y'all can't leave me like this. Don't leave me. Y'all have grabbed my heart and mind and soul, and now you're going to just leave me standing there?
We're going to be here on Fridays, no worries.
Just Fridays?
Just Friday for now, till I figure things out. And, you know, just getting really busy, not just for me, but for everybody. This coming month, I'm really out of town every weekend of this month coming up in May.
Wow.
Leaving sometimes on Thursday, sometimes on Friday. I know we're on a cruise next week, so I won't be here on the 5th. I don't believe, no, because I might be able to do the show because I think we got to be, we'll see. It's just really hectic for everyone. You know, everybody got things to do. They got to work. commitments, and I understand that.
I got a lifetime of loving you, baby.
Well, we appreciate you showing up and being here with us. That's for sure.
We
just trying to find different ways of how to bring the content that we have here for Queens in the Morning. 6:30 a.m. is really early on the West Coast. On the East Coast, you know, people are just stepping into work, I think, around that time, if they work and if they don't. Kings of the Morning, they've been on for so long, since 2012, I want to say, and Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, so it's consistent. With Queens of the Morning, we started off with one day and ended up doing 3 days. Now we're back to one day. So it is what it is. All right. We're going to get into our music, our new music Friday. The people that I have on deck this morning, if you guys have anybody you want me to play, of course, text me, let me know. I'm going to start with, what is her name? Let me go to my list. I always write a name down when I hear a song, so let me see.
Is there some artist that you can't play?
No, I can play anybody. You have anyone you want me to play? Yeah, I can play anything.
I love Minnie Riperton, back down memory lane.
Oh, you want to hear it? Okay, well, we could play that for you, even though it's not a new song, but we'll go ahead and play it for you, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I'm from old school, baby. I don't know these new songs.
Yeah.
Do you have your TV? Is that your TV, Levi?
Yeah, that's his TV in the background.
It's loud.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear it.
You can hear it.
Yeah, we can hear your TV in the back, but I'll put him on mute for a second, and then so you don't have to put your TV on mute, or you can put yourself on mute and just listen. We'll play this song for you.
I got the TV turned down, the TV on mute.
Okay, we're gonna play your song. That brought back memories.
Yeah, the first time when America was off, you stood in the home barn across the street, that baby.
Say that again, Levi, or Candy Nuts?
When that record was out, you still needed an adult to help you cross the street.
Oh, shoot. No, yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Minnie Riperton has always been one of my favorites. Yeah.
Indeed.
Always been one of those. Good morning to you, Queen Real Delia. I see you there, Michael Gay. Good morning to you as well.
Good morning, good morning. On Fridays, I am Juicy Lucy.
Good morning to you, Juicy Lucy. All right, y'all. I got this new singer that I seen. Just it was on, like, you know, a little video, a little short video from American Idol. And they have this beautiful young melanin woman. Her name is We Ani. Her real name is Wee McDonald. Wee Ani is one of the most unique and powerful performers of American Idol season 21. She made it to the top 12 so far, and she performed a song called This Is Me from The Greatest Showman during the April 24th episode, and that's what I saw. But I love this song. She's already an established artist. She has music on iTunes. And, yeah, hopefully she'll take it at American Idol, because so far she's the only, I think I want to say she's the only melanin person that made it through. This is a song I love. It's called Disgusted. When I heard it, I was like, her voice is so strong and to be so young. But this is Wee Ani. She spelled it W-E and then A-N-I. It's called Disgusted.
Can't believe I let you in and told you all my deepest secrets. You told me I'm expensive, but you treated me the cheapest. Thank God you let me go, I didn't know how much I needed.
She was on The Voice, but she almost won The Voice. She's 24 years old. Love it or leave it, Queen. Make you weak at the knees.
I love it. I love the power in her voice and the clarity.
Yeah, bad Mickey Ficky. She should make. She should win American Idol, because I've seen everybody that made the top whatever, and to me, she's the best. Not just because she's melanin, but she is. Dominatrix Z, love it or leave it.
I'll say it's a strong like.
Okay.
I love the strength in her vocals also. You know, I'm a little more laid back with my style of music. So, I mean, I like it, and I hear what you're saying. So, yeah, I'm leaning that direction, definitely.
Okay. Queen, make you, Juicy Lucy, love it or leave it?
She must be on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was still on mute. Zoila, I'm like leaning towards love, but
uh-huh.
It is nice. I like the song. I like her voice. It's really beautiful. The production quality was also real good on that one. That is
okay. All right. And then Candy Nuts, love it or leave it.
I love it because she got her own style voice. And she got a strong voice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bad. I like her a lot. So I downloaded her music and look forward to her. Hopefully she takes that American Idol situation. Not that she really, well, I guess she would need it to get, you know, more out there, more exposure. But, yeah, she should make it. She's one of those real singers out there. All right. The next up is Jay Howell. Jay Howell. This young man, his voice is, wow. He got a powerful voice, too, but it... yeah, I'm going to just play the song. You let me know. It's called Something About You. Something About You.
Something about you. Make me want.
Jay Howell, Something About You. He's from Memphis. Love It or Leave It, make you weak at the knees.
He has a non-binary voice because I was going, is this a man or a woman? And I'm like, whoa, okay. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards loving it because, you know, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, he does. He has many ranges. He could reach so many ranges in his voice. He's an R&B artist who was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1994. He developed a love of music and the performing art while still in school. But yeah, the boy is like, when I first heard it, I said, is this a guy?
Okay. I was saying, she said this was a guy, and I'm like, sounds like a woman, but I was like, okay, non-binary voice.
And you know what? I wonder what I'm looking at his Instagram. I don't know what his, if he don't have a pronoun there, so I don't know. Queen, I'm an ATC, love it.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't ready for the pronoun. I like it a lot. I love his vocal tone. And like you said, you know, I can hear where he can probably hit a lot of different ranges. So, that was a very sweet song. I like it a lot. I can almost say love. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I love it. See, that wasn't so hard.
Pretty dope. Go check out the rest of his music. He got another popular song called Faithful. He's just as powerful on that song as well. So let me follow
him
on Twitter.
Check it out.
Yeah, pretty good. All right. Juicy Lucy, Love It or Leave It.
I'll say I like it. I like it. I'm not quite in the love category.
Okay. All right. Candy Nuts, Love It or Leave It.
I'm going to leave it right where I said.
Okay. Is that a truth, though? How music is, how it, you know, how it affects everyone is so differently.
I just felt like he was singing to me, like, you know.
Yeah,
and that's
cool.
What I liked about it.
I can come sing to you one rainy night. Stay outside the window, your bedroom window. I'll stay outside and sing to you.
Just stay outside.
Okay, let's hear it. Oh, not right now, but you mean when it rains, one night. Okay.
Yeah, one night when it's raining, it's kind of like romantic, you know. You might open the window and say, come on in, man.
I'm going to be like, isn't your wife like in the next room?
I'm going to leave her home.
Enjoying the rain and everything.
I'm going to leave her home.
You're going to leave her home. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This will be our last one for the morning. It's Doja Cat. I like Doja Cat. She's so unique and different. Very, very different. And she is her own person. She does not care about what people say, do, or think about her. She is who she is. This song is called Woman. I like it. I like the song a lot. Let me play it.
We have a problem. They're trying to seize your throne.
Take me to the mill.
Easy.
Into it, it is for the younger generation, Generation Z. Mm-hmm. Most of her music is for Generation Z. But this one, when she started rapping, I said, I don't like that part.
Oh, exactly.
Then I started, okay, if I keep listening to it, then it started getting better. Queen Dominatrix Z, love it or leave it?
I like it very much. I've been hearing this song kind of all over the place for the last few months, and I didn't know who the artist was, but, you know, I could walk into a store or in the mall or somewhere, and I hear this playing in the background. I was like, okay, I like the beat and the flow of the music. It's cool. And I couldn't understand what she was saying. Let me be your what? Let me be
woman.
Your... She's saying woman?
Let me go back. Yeah, I believe
okay,
so.
Okay, but she says it so weird. I was like, I never got the word woman out of it.
I know. I was,
really?
I was like, okay, what is she saying?
It sounded like rumor or something. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. Let me be your rumor. Okay. But long story short, my daughter, Asia, has been listening to Doja Cat since before, like, she broke out, like, commercially successful.
Yeah, my
yeah. Yeah, so, you know, for several years, like maybe since at least 2016 or before that.
Yeah.
I think she had music on YouTube and different things. So I'm happy to see her make some major success in the industry. And, yeah, her music has changed, in my opinion, from what she was previously. But, you know, this is a more commercial sound for her. So it's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, because she has been around, and she's made her mark. Everybody, you know, she's out there, been nominated for Grammys and all of that. Yeah, my daughter, too. That's
mm-hmm.
how I learned about Doja Cat was through my daughter. A lot of people tell my daughter that favors her. But, yeah, she's saying, I can be your woman. It starts out, hey, woman, hey, woman, woman, let me be your woman. Woman, 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 I can be your woman. Let me be your woman. I can be your woman. She give a tempo. And the video is pretty dope. I'm going to post it on Facebook, on our page.
Because I'm like, how come when you said, I clearly hear the word woman, let me be your
right.
woman. But when she says it, I'm like, what? Can you enunciate that a little clearer for the rest of the speech? But all right, I'm done.
Now you're going to hear it. When you hear the song, you're going to hear the word woman, now that you know that's what it is. You'll hear it clearly. All right. Candy Nuts have left the building. Juicy Lucy, love it or leave it?
Love it. Absolutely love it. I like her voice. I like the music on the song. It's really nice, and I enjoy it. I guess maybe I'll join Generation Z with this one.
All right. All right, New Music Friday. That has concluded our segment this morning. All right, y'all, let's get into it. It's Freaky Friday. What's your Freaky Friday name? Let us know. You can call in. The number is 515-605-9376. All right, anything freaky, strange, weird has happened to any of the queens this morning that you guys would like to talk about? Queen, make you weak at the knees, anything for you? Strange, weird, odd, freaky.
Yes. Strange and painful. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Well, it's not that bad, but yesterday was so taxing for me because I had a meeting, then I had to go to the doctor, then I had to go back to work, then I had to go see the others, you know, it's a neurosurgeon and a, orthopedic surgeon. And it was 93 degrees up here. Well, they tried to duplicate this pain that I have. They know that like there's bone spurs and that I have this condition called sacroiliitis. And he goes, well, the reason we put this typer underneath you, because if you have that, it's you're not going to be able to control your bowel or your bladder. One or the other is going to happen. He said, or it'll prove that you don't have it. And that man pushed on me, and I must have peed like a doggone, an elephant. I was like, oh, and I was in so much pain. I came home and went to sleep from, I think it was like 7 or 8, and I didn't get up until this morning where I had to get up to use
chemical.
But, oh, my God, it's amazing. It's like the way he crossed my leg, it pushed down on it, and said, he said, oh, my God. I said, I told you. And I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be peeing on myself. Well, we'll get you all clean. No, I'm going to clean me up. So I don't need nobody wiping down there that I'm not with. You know,
right.
But I'm bored that I come back in here and just passed out. It was hurting. So I was hurting so bad. So that was my weird and crazy thing because a man made me pee and I wasn't even thinking about peeing.
Okay. Well, how are you feeling today?
Number two. I'm still just a little sore, and they're trying to clear a schedule because they got to get the bone spurs off the nerve root because they're right into there. And certain moves I'll make, I scream, you know, and I'm like, but I keep going. How come you've been doing this for so long? I said, because they wanted to cut you down the length of your back. And I'm like, I got enough cuts on me. So now they do it a totally different way. It's like a horizontal right at the base of the spine. So I said, okay, I can do that. He said, ain't nobody going to be looking at your back. I said, look, they said that right at the front. But, hey, I'm a woman. We're you know.
Right.
No.
If you want to wear a back out, remember back outs?
Exactly. It's going to look like I have a zipper back there. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, well, I'm glad you're feeling much better today. Yeah, that is crazy.
Insane.
Okay. Dominatrix Z, anything weird, strange, freaky?
Want to
talk about this morning?
No. I mean, I just I ain't got nothing, you guys. I'm sorry. It's been a little boring. I mean, I'm working on stuff behind the scenes. Don't get me wrong. Working on big things, but nothing worthy of really presenting at this time. So maybe next week.
Yeah. And it could also be, you know, anything you hear in the news or seen or all of that as well. Juicy Lucy.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to it.
Yeah. Anything freaky, strange, weird you would like to talk about this morning? That song is stuck in my head. Woman. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Gosh. Well, I've had a really crazy week, but I guess I'll just continue giving you guys funny stories about my little special guy, you know, my child on the spectrum, because, you know, this month is also Autism Awareness Month in addition to being Jazz Appreciation Month. So my little guy the other day, I hardly ever curse. I hardly ever let people curse around him, although, you know, other family members, you know, don't you know, kind of honor that. You know, my grandson and my son, they both curse a lot. So he hears plenty of swearing. I'm sure his mom curses a lot. But I said one little word. I don't even remember what it was. It might have been like shit or something like that. And he said, "I'm going to tell Uncle Tony." And I'm like, "What?" He has decided that he's going to tell on me. And he's gonna tell Uncle Tony, and then I said crap, and he gonna tell Uncle Tony about that. I'm like, that's not even a bad word. He's like, I don't want you to say crap.
Kids, say something else.
Yeah.
I'm a tail, like little snitch.
It came out recently. Everybody
loves him. He's got such a great personality. But it was so funny because I taught him, you know, like back when we was growing up, people used to tell us, our parents used to tell us to obey our elders.
Right.
And that's kind of a weird thing to say nowadays. And so when I tell him when I go to school, when I take him to school, I say, Giante, you got to listen to the grown-ups in charge. Your teachers, Miss Izzy, Miss Gonzalez, and Mr. Cheetah, those are the grown-ups in charge. You got to listen to the grown-ups in charge. So I always tell him, listen to the grown-ups in charge. And so he likes to tell me what to do, and then he keeps telling me he's the grown-up in charge. He's grown up in charge. He's the boss. He got so many funny things he says. And, you know, this has been a really, really rough week with me. But I've been super, super busy. I got myself a little head cold. Had to call off work yesterday.
What?
You know, because I work in a building full of senior citizens. So I'm not going to go there and be blowing my nose and carrying on, you know. So cause I'm not really like 6'6", but I'm too sick to go to work around senior citizens. And so, yeah, he's the bright spot in every week, and I keep him now for 3 days out of the week, 3 to 4 days a week. So, you know, I basically have joint custody with the mother unofficially.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, how old is he now?
He's you know what? As of yesterday, he's 5 and a half.
Wow, okay.
Well, his birthday is October 27th, so he'll be 6 in 6 months. Yeah, but yeah, he is just the funniest little guy, and yeah, when he told me he gonna tell Uncle Tony, because before he'd be like, don't say no bad words or you know, don't be cussing Nana, you know, stuff like that. But now he's announcing to me that he's gonna tell on me. I'm like, you gonna tell on me? He like, I'm gonna tell Uncle Tony. I'm like, what? And I'm thinking to myself, as much as Tony cussing, you going to tell Uncle Tony about me cussing? Wow.
Okay.
I mean, it would make more sense if he said he would tell Pastor Lewis, you know. Tell my pastor. Don't tell my son.
He said he going to tell the pastor on you? Oh, my God.
No, I said that would make more sense if he would tell the pastor that I'm cussing, because we know the pastor, we don't hear him cussing.
Okay.
So you tell my son, and Tony cuss up a blue streak? Yeah, he gonna tell Tony when I'm cussing or when I'm saying crap. I can't say crap in front of him now, I guess, because he gonna tell Uncle Tony on me.
He ain't here right now
to hear that, because he probably would be like,
okay.
Pastor Lewis, never say crap.
Okay. It all.
No, but yeah, he gonna tell Uncle Tony on me. I be saying bad words.
He is at that age, very impressionable. I remember my daughter when she was AA, she said it all. You gotta tell her, don't you, honey.
Okay.
good morning to you,
yeah,
Michael Gay. Go ahead, Delia. Juicy
good morning, Queens. How you doing?
Pretty good morning.
You don't have nothing freaky, crazy, or nothing like that, but I thought it was kind of interesting, knowing you being a basketball fan, Stephanie, I guess you saw how the Atlanta Hawks lost last night. But they did fight, you know, pretty good fight. Even though what's interesting here, I don't know if you guys know about what's happening here, Atlanta probably don't care, but actually, last night, Janet Jackson was scheduled to perform at the arena, and they had to reschedule her for tonight. If you're not going downtown for anything tonight, don't go downtown for you folks that are listening in Atlanta, because tonight it's Janet Jackson, and right next door is going to be Taylor Swift, and one night it's going to be crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Crazy.
She sold out three shows. She's going to be there three nights in a row. First time Mercedes-Benz Stadium was sold out three nights in a row. It's going to be crazy down there. And they're literally almost like across the street from each other. State Farm Arena. And, if you look at a map, they're almost like across the street. I mean, just, like maybe a two-block.
Yeah.
You know, just a little space between. So it's going to be crazy there. So if you don't have any reason to go down there, don't go down there.
Okay. I was watching the game last night, and Atlanta Hawks, they did amazing sticking it out and almost, staying in the game and making it back to, who are they playing? I forgot. Boston. Making it back to Boston to end. Seventh game, because they was
game seven, yeah.
Trey is a bad Mickey Ficky. He's just an all-around player. He willed his way to get back home to at least lose back in their arena. And then I did hear, obviously they anticipated that Atlanta wasn't going to win, that, come back for that sixth game to schedule Janet Jackson on that day. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, because
the thing is, they did set up her stage. They set up her stage for last night, and then when they saw that the Hawks did win, they had to take everything back down and put back down the park for the basketball game last night.
That is insane. Yeah, Janet is making her way rounds. I see that she has changed her style, which I'm happy as for dressing, because in the beginning she was going back to her old school days, and now she looks mature. On that stage, a mature woman. So I think I'm going to try to check her out when she comes out this way. She'll be in two spots out here in L.A. We're actually going to be out there, Michael, in July. Hit me up so, you come to the show, Club Nouveau.
Oh, okay. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, Karen White and Keith Washington were here last weekend.
I know she was up in the I think she did something in the Bay last week.
She sure did. But yeah, man, I got a lot of stuff coming this summer.
Atlanta's
as usual. If it's not in the park with like A-list artists, it's just like that's the only thing I really miss about Atlanta. Other than they always had something. You always kept your chair in the car and a cooler.
Okay.
The hot black venue here now is in Cobb County. Well, I'm sure you guys know about Cobb County because it's where the the Atlanta Braves moved to out of Atlanta, is a place called the Mabel House Amphitheater. It's just north of Atlanta, and I mean, just about everybody comes to this particular venue. It's an outdoor arena, so, you know, if you ever come here, I don't know where Club Nouveau is going to be or who else is on the bill, but that's the hot spot.
I'll send you the flyer. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll send you the flyer. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do another date around that area. You know, Rich's sister lives out that way. So
no,
she moved out that way. Yeah, she moved out there. Y'all should connect.
Okay.
I want to talk about Jamie Foxx and what's going on with Mr. Jamie Foxx, y'all. Mm. They said he damn near died. He damn near literally died. Now, he allegedly said that somebody is trying to kill him. There's a lot going on with him doing that movie down there in Atlanta. There are several incidents, where people had to be arrested, where he had a meltdown, you know, and he could have, you know, it could have been from the stress he was encountering and the reason why he had the stroke, because I believe it's supposed to have been a stroke that he had, and he lost consciousness and everything. They said, you know, he almost pretty much died. He's still in the hospital. So there's, you know, stuff going around saying his blood pressure got really high, and if that's the case, of course, a stroke can happen. He definitely had to know if he does have high blood pressure. I'm sure he has doctors that told him that. It can't be brand new to him. And then, like they said, that someone was trying to scam him with Rolex watches, try to extort him and all this stuff during this movie. And he fired folks. All kind of stuff been happening. But while he was in the hospital, he said that somebody was trying to kill him. So I don't know which part, what caused any of it. And then, you know, of course, Diddy's name came up in the mix of it all, saying that he's a part of it because, you know, back in the day, Jamie, when P. Diddy used to give, you know, not used to, he still give these crazy parties. They say when P. Diddy get drunk, his girl part starts to show. He starts to come on to these rappers. And I mean, we've seen the videos where when he is intoxicated, he do start to flirt with, you know, straight men. And then, you know what, if P. Diddy is, you know, bisexual, that's his business. You know, if that's what you are and you know, masking it with all these babies and baby mamas, you know, it is what it is. But if he had, I don't know if he had something to do with Jamie, because Jamie was supposed to have taken all these videos back in the day when the parties began and a lot of stuff was happening. So I don't know if he really has something to do with Jamie being in the hospital during this time. But if, you know, I don't put nothing past the industry out there. I don't put past these fools, the things that they do to stay on top and people selling their souls. I really believe that stuff is true about a lot of these artists will sell their soul to be on top. Alleged that P. Diddy and Clive Davis have been in a relationship for years. So I don't put it past, I think I believe that for some reason. It just rings true. What do you think, Queen Georgia, or Make You Weak at the Knees, what do you think about Jamie Foxx's situation?
Well, you know, like you said, that Hollywood scene is weird. That New York scene is weird. And, I wouldn't put it past, you know, wouldn't put it past something happening, and if he's talking about somebody trying to kill him, maybe, you know, maybe something, I don't know, maybe somebody's whispering something, because you know they do all that craziness. I don't know. I just hope that he'll be okay.
Yeah.
And you got to watch the people that you call in your circle.
Yep. Yep, he better keep family around him, because I'm sure, like, you know, a lot of the his friends, his close friends have said, you know, Jamie keeps himself healthy, you know, he stays out. I'm sure he has his own personal doctors. I mean, he got four doctors to, you know if he has a condition that it is, you know, he's handling it. But, again, stress kills. We all know that stress will kill, and I know that he has been, you know, according to all the reports out there that regarding this movie, it's been pretty much stressful. A lot of incidents, like I said, a lot of crazy incidents been happening on the set. He's making this movie with he is Jewish, Rogan, one of those guys that, not Seth Rogan, but the other one. I can't remember the other one, but he's making it with him. And so they're continuing to do the movie with his stunt double in place of him. Dominatrix Z, what are your thoughts about Jamie Foxx?
Well, it's so confusing. You know, I've been hearing all these different rumors ever since his episode. You know, at first, you know, the statement from, I believe, his daughter and family that he had some type of medical emergency, but they wouldn't say. And then, you know, days went by, and then people slowly started saying, oh, we think it was a stroke, it was a brain bleed, and all these things. And
right.
They you know,
say it was a
and possible. Yeah, and I guess that's still not 100% confirmed from his team. But and then I started hearing the rumors that he thought someone was trying to kill him. You know, the police came up to the hospital, from what I heard, allegedly.
Yep.
And, I heard about the shenanigans on the set with the Rolex and bribing and all this stuff. I'm like, what the heck is going on with Jamie? Because, you know, he's relatively quiet, you know, I mean, he handles his business. I don't hear a lot of anything going on with him, but this just all of a sudden happened, everything. So, you know, I've kept him in my prayers, of course. He is super mega talented in everything, you know, acting, singing, he plays music, you know, so he's a gem of a entertainer. And I, last but not least, I did hear about the rumor about P. Diddy or Puffy Daddy, Love, whatever he's calling himself these days, right?
Okay.
I don't even know what to make of that. If there is any involvement, I did see a snippet of a video a couple of days ago on YouTube where Jamie was at some party of his years ago.
Yeah,
he was talking about some things. Yeah, so I guess it's kind of like maybe Diddy doesn't want certain things coming out about him or the goings on, you know. And I'm like, look, as far as I'm concerned, Diddy is gay, period. I've heard it from enough people enough times over the years. We don't really care. Do your thing,
right?
If that's what you want, you know, but don't hurt anyone because of what they know or what they want to say. My thing is, I still believe Diddy had something to do with my friend Kim Porter. I'm just like, whatever. But back to Jamie, best wishes on a speedy, healthy recovery for him. Yeah, that it's just a mess. And I hope things are safe for him. I don't want to see anything happen to him, you know. And if something does happen to him that's not health related, you know which direction I'll be looking at.
And that's what everyone is saying. That is what everyone is saying. Juicy Lucy, any thoughts on Jamie Foxx?
Just, you know, just kind of to continue what's already been said, and I just hope and pray that, you know, that that he gets through all of this and, you know, stronger than ever and continues to be the great artist that he is. And, you know, I look forward to seeing and hearing much more from Jamie Foxx once this current crisis is over. And while we're talking about, you know, great artists, so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
of course, this week we know Harry Belafonte passed away.
Oh, yeah.
At 96. Mm-hmm. Another great artist. And yesterday, I think it was, Jerry Springer passed away, 79.
Yeah, the great Jerry Springer. He's out of here.
Yeah.
Checked out at 79.
That was totally unexpected. But isn't it all?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Jerry Springer
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's like, Jerry. Well, Jerry has left the building.
Yeah, yeah.
79.
You know, a lot of people didn't know
that. Yeah, they didn't know he was sick. He kept that to himself.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of people didn't know he was a politician. You know, he was the mayor of Cincinnati for 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. He's done a lot of things. His resume is very long.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
His resume is very long. Jerry was in there. He was a household name for a while, so mm-hmm. everybody knew who Jerry was. All right. And Michael Gay, anything you want to talk about, you want to say, comment about the Jamie Foxx situation?
Well, pretty much, everything has pretty much been said, yeah. From I was aware that they're continuing to film the movie with his stunt double. How that's going to work, I'm not sure, if they,
mm-hmm.
unless they pretty much had it all wrapped up and just a few little, you know, scenes they have to film, but... Yeah, pretty much been said. There's been a lot of stuff said about some things that he has said about the parties, you know, that he would go to and this, that, the other. So I just wish him well. And like you all said about Diddy, you know, if you got sugar in your coffee, then you got sugar in your coffee. Then, you know,
exactly.
Well, stir it up.
Well, right. Well, like Kim was writing a book.
But don't hurt anybody.
Kim was writing a book. Yeah.
He didn't done that. He didn't took out, allegedly, he didn't took out several people. So, him and Clive Davis. I don't put it past them. It's just evil. I think they're just evil, period. They don't have to murder somebody just because they do what they do.
Right.
They do it because they enjoy it. It's just.
They got power.
Yeah, power. And they take advantage of it.
Right, and they don't have to show up on the scene to pull any trigger or anything else.
No,
they have connections.
Nope. Yeah.
You know.
Nope.
So,
they do not
knows?
Have to be there to set all that shit mm-hmm. up. And the way they can kill you, I mean, they can put something in your drink, your food, I mean, anybody, to make you react and to have a stroke or a heart attack or any of those type of things. So... All that stuff is real. Jonathan Majors, you guys know who he is from Creed 3.
Mm-hmm.
He has been going through his own issues with his ex-girlfriend, who is an alleged dominatrix. You might know her.
Whoa.
Dominatrix. You might know
that. Is she part of your union, Dom? Or your, I mean, Dominatrix, is she part of your organization?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about mine, but somebody's.
Okay.
I have no dealings with her.
She, you know, that's what they get for messing with them Caucasian females. And I'm telling you now, she, right after the incident, she goes to a club. She's all on video. You know, after she didn't call and put him in jail, he'd been in jail and shit. He's ordered to stay away from her, which he should have stayed away from her in the first place, but he knew that she was crazy in the first place. But there's security footage, which they say shows his ex went to a nightclub after the alleged attack and didn't seem to be injured at all. As you know, she alleges Majors broke her finger and left a laceration behind her ear. Okay.
Wow.
You can't touch the white woman without not going to jail, especially with melanin in your skin. You just can't.
Okay.
You're going to jail.
Well,
That reminds me, I think Sean King posted about that woman who her lie caused Emmett Till to get tortured and murdered. She just died at 88 years old.
Yes, she did. But she lived a long time. She should have been in jail and all the above. That bitch got a long life where Emmett Till did not. She passed away.
Hopefully her conscience was beating her ass, hopefully.
Hopefully so. But I remember a case where one of my, she's like a cousin to us, and she's married to a, she was married to a white man. Well, she didn't learn her lesson because her second husband is a white man, too. She married her, she was married to him. And they got into an altercation, and guess who went to jail? And she real dark. Yep. She's real dark skinned, so they couldn't see any bruises on her, but, of course, scratches on him. And she ended up going to jail, and not him.
Wow.
Yep. Not him. And this was back in the 90s, probably. So, you know, even back then, you're going to jail as a black woman if you put your hands on a white man. That's how the crumbles these days. But, Jerry Springer have left the building. Now, they did say, what did he pass from? Let me see, because they did come out with his, they did say that.
Was it pancreatic cancer?
Yeah,
that's pancreatic. What I heard.
Yep. Yeah, it was pancreatic cancer, which is, I heard, is very painful. Rest in peace to him.
Pancreatitis alone is painful.
That's what I heard.
Oh, my God. It is so painful.
You know, when I heard of him passing away, though, I had to think of, I don't know if you guys remember the guy, Mort Downey? In the hot seat.
He what was is one of the
first. It was called the hot seat. It's a guy named Mort Downey. He was one of the originals who started those type of shows where the folks would get to arguing and fussing with each other.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was one of the original ones who started that. Mort Downey. Yeah. But Gary took it to another level.
Yes,
and then thinking
did.
Of it, did you think of it where Jerry started it out, and then there was a spinoff? What was it? His bouncer had his own show.
I remember him. The bouncer got his own show. Okay,
that's crazy.
Wilco, or something like that.
Yeah, that's his name.
Steve Wilco. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But was it Jerry Springer or Maury who left? Who went off air and then came back? Was it Maury that did that, or Jerry Springer, or both?
Jerry Springer came back with some type of, was it a court show or something, or maybe attorney? He was an attorney or something. I don't know, but
he
came
to be
back.
An attorney for two.
Because
I was a lawyer. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, he was. He had some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some kind of show regarding that, but I never watched it. And then he just kind of went away after that. So.
Yeah, I didn't watch it before. Well, I did watch some Jerry Springer back in the day. That shit was hilarious.
I just found out yesterday after you know, the announcement of Jerry Springer's passing, one of my former coworkers at KVLA, Krista Garner, she, you know, used to host a show. Their co-host a show on KBLA, and she was actually on the Jerry Springer show back in the day, like in the early 90s or I don't know if it was even late 80s. Yeah, so she posted a clip of her segment on the show, and it was hilarious. She's very beautiful, you know, young lady, but she was dating this guy who is just kind of over the top, and then I think he announced like he was gay or something. And she's like, but you did love me. You wrote me love letters and blah, 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 you know. it was kind of funny, I had to say. But was like, Krista, all this time you didn't tell us you were on Jerry Springer.
Yeah,
but, yeah, that was funny.
I did not know that. That's funny. I didn't know Krista. Wow.
Yeah, I'll send you guys the link.
That's a trip. What's the name is no longer at KBLA.
Who?
I'm thinking one you would report to.
Elston Butler?
Elston's no longer there. He's doing his own thing. They actually offered me the
what?
Job. Yeah, they offered
Girl.
Me the job.
What? That's great. I mean,
I
well, you're working for Jay, so I see the conflict there.
Well, yeah, I'm working with Jay. With the well, Jay is the one who was telling them, you know, like I work. With
well, that's hard to believe. Hmm.
Yeah,
Elston
I didn't want to. I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to get into that.
No, I hear you, girl. I wouldn't either. Not that I was offered the position or anything, but. Yeah, they'll find
KBLA.
Someone. Mm-hmm. I do too. I still got love for KBLA. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, KBLA. I loved it. I love Tavis. I love Tavis. Such a cool cat. Such an intellect.
Absolutely.
Kim Kardashian look-alike. OnlyFans model dead after reported plastic surgery. And she.
Oh, Lord.
Her waist is probably a 10, and she got these big-ass breasts, and she do look like Kim in the face, but she just went,
wow.
I see why she passed away, and then these doctors, I mean, she looked just like Kim, I'm going to send y'all a picture, in the face she looked like Kim, but her waistline has to be a 10 or a 12, it can't be no more than
That's
that.
That's ridiculous.
It is. That ain't even real. And her titties are huge. Everything is fake on her. That's crazy.
You know, it is. I mean, for someone to continue to go under the knife unnecessarily to keep getting these procedures done to their bodies, I don't see why they don't understand. Eventually something's going to go wrong. It could even be on the first time.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know.
You see what happened to Donda. I don't have, you know, it's not a problem. It's your body. You can do what you like with it, but it get to a point where, oof, what are you doing it? I mean, the self-esteem, what is going on? Or is it, I know some people become addicted to it as well, like him. I'm thinking him is definitely addicted to under being under the knife. So, but it is this woman right here, she is off the chain with this.
I think it looks ridiculous where it looks like, you know how, you ever did this I know most kids did, but take like a robber does, you know, they put on the pantyhose and stretch it back
Your
eyes are stretched back. You know, some of these plastic surgeries look like that. And then when you get to the neck, it looks like a saddlebag. It looks like leather. It's like, come on. It's so mad.
It's like a cartoon.
Just don't match. Get plastic surgery on your shoulders and your neck, too. Just keep going, you know. Make it match.
True.
Okay.
It looks horrible.
I was watching the game yesterday in Atlanta, and I was looking in the stands, and there was this. She had good seats too. She was probably right two rows behind the bench of Atlanta, and she, you know how they once you get all, you know, you start getting the plastic surgery, you start looking like what is that doll, that Mademoiselle doll or whatever.
Madam.
Oh my God, she looked just like it. Like she looked. Just like it. I was, and I think I've seen her before. I think she's part of a. I'm about to send y'all this picture of this woman. She was on one of those reality shows, Love and Hip Hop reality shows. She was a. I think she was a white woman or a Latina woman.
And what's her name?
I don't know her name, though. Well, the one I just sent you, that's the Kim Kardashian lookalike. But the one that I'm talking about, I don't know her name, unfortunately, but I do recall her being on one of those Love and Hip Hop. She was Latino. She was on the one in New York, I think. I want to say that one. Yeah, with Joe and them, Big Joe or whatever his name is, the rapper. I think she was part
Fat
of the big crew. Yeah, Fat Joe. That's it, Big Joe. Fat Joe. Yeah, Fat Joe. Yeah, so but she looked just so crazy. I was like, I could not even look at myself in the mirror if I looked like that. Yeah, I could not even do it. I'd be like, what the hell did I do to myself? And then, of course,
the only plastic surgery I had was a breast reduction, but that was medical, so.
Well, yeah,
you know,
that was medical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's medical. That's necessary. My niece had to go through the same thing, you know, with her breast being a size and hurting her back and everything. She had to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
I understand, though, when you do get a breast reduction, it could get right back to the size again?
No, mine's getting.
Okay.
Nope, mine.
Yeah, I know a couple of people who said that, you know, they went through it, but, of course, it came, you know, the breast got right back big.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm like, damn, how did that happen?
Yeah, exactly, because if they took out enough make it look normal or proportioned.
You're right.
I can't see how it, you know, well, it is fat that they take out, you know, because that's the breast is mainly that. But mine have never come back. Thank God.
That's good. Because I know that pain could not be easy for your back at all.
Well, you know what? It didn't hurt my back or anything. I told them it did. That's all I could think. They took a picture because they wanted to make sure that I wasn't doing it to enhance. I said, please, I can give some to the itty-bitty-titty committee and still have plenty left. And I looked at the picture they took, and I said, oh, my God, am I that big? And I have not missed it for a day. And the only pain I had was, like, around the nipple and everything because they had to graft that back.
Right.
When they cut the scoop out, that's all that hurt. And every now and then you get a shooting pain, you know, and it always was in front of somebody, you know. So, but it was not really painful.
Wow.
Like maybe because I was so happy they were gone. I was like, thank you.
Wow, yeah. Well, I'm glad I was born with a size. Well, I was not born with anything but nubs, but.
I always say God kept his finger on that button and said, oops, oh well, she just have to deal with it. And
yeah,
you know, and me being, you know, short. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I was tired of men talking to my breast. You know, and I'm like I'm like, my face is up here, talk to me.
They can't help it. Some of them can't help it. It's a fetish for a lot of men. By the way,
what the conversations would be? What are you two doing? I mean, what are you doing today?
I can't tell you how many men I've slapped and or chased, and especially the man in the Bahamas that walked up to me and he got him a good feel, and I was so shocked that I didn't realize it. And then when I did, I tried to chase that man back to the ship. They wouldn't let me on it because I was going to kill him.
Yeah, because that is wrong to be touching on people. You know, when we were little, when we were in fourth and third grade, the little boys used to do that all the time because that's when you start getting the little nubs and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were hurt then. So I really was beating up boys after you touched my little nubs and they sore. We was really fighting.
Exactly.
I was chasing them, like you said, chasing them down and fighting them. Don't touch my nubs. They sore.
And I'm like, what? No, you didn't. You touched me. I don't know you. And it was like war. I know it must have looked like I was possessed because, I mean, I was living.
No. I'm happy to say, though, as a a mature grown woman. I love the I'm actually back to the size I was when I was well, my breasts are as they were when I was pregnant, because when I was pregnant they was like, yeah, okay. And I was nursing too, I was like, okay, y'all. That was the first time I was like, wow, they can actually get this, you know, a nice size.
I imagine if I got pregnant, I wouldn't be able to breastfeed. I'd probably smother the baby.
I thought about that. Oh, yeah, that part right there. Woof.
So I can see it for medical reasons, but I ain't doing it. I would never do no plastic surgery unless it's for medical reasons.
Yeah.
Well, you know, since you were mentioned about the breast, you guys heard about that case that came up on this sheriff here in Georgia for touching the breast of Judge Hatchett. She finally spoke the other day.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. This was an incident that happened here in Georgia about a year ago, and they just now. You can pull up the article and check it out and read it. But she just came out earlier this week. She was at an event and she spoke out on it. But there's supposed to be he was a sheriff of some county here, and at an event here, and he groped her or grabbed her breast actually.
But, how disrespectful!
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, how could you do that? You know, you can do it in your head, but don't touch me.
Well,
a lot of people were surprised it was a white sheriff.
Yeah, I'm surprised
I'm
too.
Surprised.
he couldn't resist, I guess. But he'll be in jail now, I guess. Or has he gone to jail? What's the deal with that?
Well, he hasn't gone to jail. I think they're working out some kind of deal with it. I don't recall exactly what it said. I'm trying to look at it now. But I just happened to come across it this week where she was speaking publicly about it, that, you know, it just kind of hurt her, and they're working out something.
Yeah, he's lucky that he didn't get slapped, and then she would have lost her seat as a judge, you know, just by reactionary purposes. But
reaction. You touching on me, I'm a react. Especially touching on
you touch me, I'm going to touch you.
Yeah, it says it right here. Judge Hatchett was allegedly, you know they got to put allegedly in there because it's a white man, groped by Georgia sheriff at an event. Okay, so let me see. The incident occurred in mid-January at a bar in Atlanta hotel hosting a sheriff's convention. Judge Linda Hatchett, who presided over small claims and paternity cases on two different reality court TV shows, says she was groped recently by a Georgia sheriff who now faces a charge of sexual battery. People spoke to Naima Rashad, chief of staff at the Hatchett Law Firm in Atlanta, which is owned by Hatchett. Rashad confirms Hatchett was the previously unidentified alleged victim of an incident that unfolded earlier this year inside an Atlanta hotel bar. People is naming Hatchett because Hatchett has agreed to come forward in the hopes of raising awareness about sexual aggression against women. So, there has a warrant alleged. Yeah. His name is Chris Cootie. Chris Cootie is now facing one count of misdemeanor sexual battery. Grab Hatch's chest on Judge. I wonder if he looked like one of those privileged Humpty Trumpty Dumpty who grab the Oosie pay anytime they want. You know?
Okay.
He looks like. All right, you guys. We got to get out of here before we get shut down. Oh, actually, what's the name? I think Jay is not on Queens in the Morning today. He had an interview he had to do, so. But, yeah, we're going to give them their time. So we're only going to be here just going forward for now, for Fridays. Well, not only in the morning times, I will be doing music because I love waking up to music. So I still will be doing the 3-play, 5-play, whatever it's called, for 30 minutes. I'm going to do it from 7 to 7:30 until we can get our schedules. And, you know, ladies, we can even look at – oh, I'm sorry, Delia, I'm just now looking at the studio, my bad. We can, if if you queens wanted to do queens in the evening, queens in the afternoon, on different days, we could probably establish something like that too. You know, but we want to be.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
I would like that.
I would be better off for me. I know, but then I won't be
queens
so tired.
Evening. We could do in the evening, and be different. It ain't got to be queens in the morning. It could be queens in the evening. So if you guys want to come,
queens
up with
after
like
dark.
Queens after dark, girl. Ooh.
Now that sounds good. That sounds good. That's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy that.
Yeah, let's get together and let's send some in our thread. Send some ideals through, and we could get it established. All right, shall we go ahead? I should have had Lynn already queued up here. Lynn Tolliver. Every Friday is dedicated to Lynn Tolliver. Our general manager, rest in peace, of course. So I usually have a song queued up before we get up out of here. I'm doing it now. This studio is so, I hate the, when you type in the studio, it's just so, oh, I hate it. I need a freak. Where are you? I need a freak. Okay, there we go. Sexual harassment. We're going to get up out of here, you guys. Y'all have a great day.
I need a freak to hold.